Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. It is the 8th of April. It is Wednesday, 2015. You're in the right place. Even seems strange to say 2015, doesn't it? Never thought we'd live this long. It's amazing. Gary Franchi's joining me at the studio today. Thank you, Gary, for being part of the Power Hour today.
It is always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And just to let you all know that I'm going to be doing some things away from the microphone for the next 2 weeks. And Gary will be sitting in on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then we'll have the same people on Tuesday and Thursday, Jack Blood on Thursday and Dr. Ted Brower on Tuesday. So I appreciate everyone who's doing their part to help out here at the Power Hour. Well, if you're listening to television, the third story. Now, if you know what I'm talking about, that means that whenever the third story appears, that means every third story, they're giving you the agenda story of the day. And that happens to be a police officer is charged with murder. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But ladies and gentlemen, I think this man, Mr. Scott, is a hero, and he should go down in history as a hero. But that's the third story, if you will. Now, on my mind, one of the most important stories is what happened to six leaders of a country that could go down in a helicopter crash, and nobody knows about it, except very few people. We'll be talking about that in a country that just lost $1 billion. Now, how could a country who has only 3.5 million lose $1 billion? We'll talk about how that happened. Gary, what you got for us today?
Well, Joyce, there's a lot happening in the world as well. You have Feinstein. She's in action again. She's about to burn some books, and we'll tell you what books those are, of course. The Yemen and Saudi conflict is building up steam, frightening developments there. We will fill you in. We've also got another family under the boot heel of the police state. We'll tell you all about it.
And in the second hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers. Dr. Sherry Rogers is a favorite of the Power Hour, and she will answer your questions today. In the third hour, we're going to be talking to Kevin Galali. Is that the way you pronounce it, Gary?
It's Galali.
Galali. Boy, what a strange spelling. Anyway, Kevin Galali will be joining us, talking about Killing Us Softly, which is the depopulation policy. We'll be talking about that. And also, you interviewed him regarding another issue, didn't you?
Yes, we'll talk to him about his hunger strike outside the Vatican and what happened there and what the Pope's response was.
I'd like to know why he did it in the first place, which is, I can think of a number of reasons. I'm just wondering what his reason is. Also, today I want to go back to the German Wings story. And I want to go back to it because everybody else seems to have left it. But there is another CNN video that I re-looked at last night that I thought it was important to put in the email blast. And I want you to go to the email blast of this morning, one of the latest news stories. They did call emergency. There was a distress call. And I want to talk about that, plus what that means. Plus, I saw the real aerial video of the explosion, not the crash, but the explosion. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't seen it, oh my, there is no way that they were able to do what they said they did. And I'll tell you what it is they said they did, but there's just no way. Once you see this video, this is an exclusive video. It's in the email blast today. German Wings A320 plane crash site in the French Alps aerial video. It is beyond belief. If you haven't seen Gary, check it out. Just
Joyce,
because
I watched it. It looks like someone emptied a garbage can into the Alps.
Yes, yes. And I mean, it's over a huge, huge area. There's no way. Oh, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Got to talk about this. Got to keep this story alive. We'll be back after this four-minute break. This is Joyce Riley.
And Gary Franchi.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back. With the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate each and every one of you being a part of the Power Hour. Remember, you can listen to the Power Hour on International Shortwave, 13.845 and 7.490 from 7 to 10 a.m. Central. At nighttime, replay, 2 to 5 a.m. Central Time, 4.840. And if you don't have a shortwave, check out the one at the Power Hour. The Voyager is on sale. It is a really nice one. That's the one you've got, Gary, the Voyager. And it is a good, sturdy shortwave, isn't it?
It's strong. I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is. And I would encourage you all to get a shortwave radio. Give us a call, 877-817-9829. Well, like we said, the third story of the day, the every third story on CNN, is about a murder that occurred. And we'll get to that a little bit later. But just to let you know, that is huge on the news. That's pretty much all that was on last night and this morning. But in the world news, Gary, why don't you start off with Iran's nuclear energy agreement?
Well, Joyce, or I think we should look at what's happening with the Saudi offensive in Yemen. I think to start there would be probably a little more important, simply because America is continuing to intervene in affairs abroad, despite what the founders warned us to do. Now, they're arming nations in conflict. This is out of Sputnik News. The United States is fast-tracking the sale and delivery of arms to the Saudi Arabian-led coalition that has been bombing the rebel Houthi positions in Yemen. This is according to government officials. The United States will also help set up the provision of intelligence to the coalition, which began airstrikes. Now, it should also be noted that Saudi Arabia has been the number one recipient of U.S. weapons exports under President Barack Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner. Yes, $46 billion, Joyce.
Okay, now they have exported or we have exported to them?
We have exported to them.
And they probably distribute in many, many ways, I am sure. And they go all over, I am sure, the world. You know, this idea about the Houthi rebels, I just get the biggest kick out of listening to some of these announcers on television try to move through all the different groups of bad guys that there are, terrorists that there are, when half the time they don't know who they are or what they are. I saw one the other day on CNN, and you know they're reading from talking points, and even their expert guests talk from talking points. And they were trying to go through all of this, and they lost their place on the teleprompter and really were in a tough place because they didn't know what to say next. Because they say whatever they're told to say. They're not saying what they think is going on, which amazes me. They really are speaking from teleprompters. And that bothers me like crazy because obviously we know the agenda is there. And Iran's recognition of Israel can't be part of the nuclear deal. Obama, they say, has literally snubbed Netanyahu. Well, that's the story, and they're sticking to it. But RT, Russia Today, says U.S. President Obama turned down calls by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to make Iran's recognition of the State of Israel a part of the deal in Tehran's controversial nuclear program. You know, I don't think, Gary, they could have done anything that would make Netanyahu say no more than that. I mean, I cannot believe that they would even ask that of Israel. But the U.S. president reminded that there are a whole host of countries in the Middle East that don't yet recognize Israel. But the most important thing for Israelis to know is that they can defend themselves and that they have America, the world's most powerful country, there to protect them alongside their military and their intelligence operations. And we know that's true. We know that is true for sure. And I just heard them attacking Rand Paul a little bit a while ago, saying that, you know, he has switched his positions on arming Israel, which I thought was interesting. The Iran nuclear energy agreement, force again prevails over law. Paul Craig Roberts says the Israel lobby and its associated neocon war criminals will block, if they can, the nuclear energy agreement worked out by Putin, Iran, and Obama, which has the promise of bringing to an end the U.S. orchestrated crisis over Iran's development of nuclear energy. And I just think this whole thing is going nowhere. I still can't figure out what that agreement is. Is it no agreement? Is it a bad agreement? I don't know what it is, but I know that they still want, in the worst way, to be able to attack Iran, and they're going to find a way to do it before it's all over. Do you think, what are your thoughts? Do you think they will attack Iran?
If we attack Iran or Israel attacks Iran, you better get in your bunker quick. Mm-hmm. Because it's just lunacy. It's going to be mutually assured destruction. It's going to set off the, you know, Armageddon will take place in the Middle East. Mark my words. This is these people are, Joyce, they are suicidal. Mm-hmm. If they decide they're going to go ahead and strike, it's just going to create so much more problems for all of us across the world.
Well, you talk about choosing up sides. Man, the sides will be there, and it will be really rough for everybody in the world. But then, who knows? Maybe that's part of the plan. I don't know. Also, blaming Russia for everything has now become the new sport. I love this story. Listening to the news last night and early this morning, I was up at about 2 o'clock and was listening to the Ruskies are bad, the Ruskies are bad, and that the White House was attacked with a hack attack, and obviously it had to be Russia. Then the next story was it was believed to be Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw where the White House said, we're not going to comment on what CNN is saying. In other words, you know, we gave the talking points to CNN, let them say it and blame Russia. We're not going to. And I thought that was so incredible. So Tuesday night, they cited and claimed that Russia had hacked the White House computers, saying those to blame worked for the Russian government. And they didn't know who the sources were. There were no sources. But that they just blame everything on Russia. And that is true. Everything. Yesterday, I have to say that after the show was over, Washington, D.C. was hit by a huge power outage, like the entire city. The entire city, including the subway, including the trains, including all of the government, everything was shut down. And immediately, I kept waiting for them to blame Russia. I did not hear it, and they did not do it at that point, but I expected to hear that. But don't you think it's a little strange that they would have a major hack attack plus a city without lights and electricity, the capital of the nation, have all that go down at the same time? Doesn't that seem a little strange, Gary?
Joyce, you know what they say, nothing in Washington happens by coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my mind immediately goes to the place where, well, these things were shut down intentionally, and this is a drill, maybe this is a terrorist attack, maybe this is an inside job that somebody doesn't want someone to know about. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone's stress testing the Washington response. Who knows?
That's a good point. That is an excellent point. They said that such information, it was all unclassified information that was obtained by the hackers, the Russian hackers, of course. But they got the president's non-public schedule, which, hey, fine with me. You can have his schedule all you want and all the information on this president that you want. Also, there was a meeting with Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. Putin and Tsipras met on Wednesday to talk about how to sidestep the EU sanctions. The new 40-year-old leader in one of the world's most indebted countries, they had them meeting together. And just one day before the country is due to repay €4.63.1 million to the International Monetary Fund. So I have a feeling there were probably some negotiations going on between Greece and Russia. And I think there's going to be some changes coming in the EU before long.
I think you're right. And there was an interesting story that came out recently that Greece was threatening to go to Bitcoin. And my wife and I were talking about it and with our family. Obviously, my wife's Greek. And we were speaking, and like, if Greece went to the Bitcoin, holy moly. That would be a historical move.
I can't even imagine that. I mean, what is it, the drachma that they use? Yeah, the drachma.
Yes.
I just cannot, or they used, I cannot even imagine them going to the Bitcoin. Does that even seem feasible? Because that means everybody would have to be on a computer that had money.
Yeah, if they went to Bitcoin, what would happen is all the people who transact with Greece would be forced into Bitcoin. So Bitcoin would then universally have to be adopted worldwide overnight.
Whoa. Well, that means that every 85-year-old would have to have a computer then and a cell phone that they can do Bitcoin trading with, right?
Yeah, Bitcoin is, it's still kind of a mystery to me. I've been able to collect some and transact in some, but it's still kind of hard to get. But, you know, yes, you'd need to have a computer to transact in the new world currency, as some would call
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, and people living out in the middle of flaming nowhere might find that a little bit of a problem. There must be some alternative. It would have to work its way in somehow.
Well, the alternative is gold. Carat bars gold.
Carat bars gold, that's right. And I want to powerhourgold.com. I'm telling you, I'm paying my medical bills with it. Thank goodness I had Power Hour Gold is all I can say. Powerhourgold.com. Check it out. I love this story about Moldova, because Moldova, which has 3.5 million people, and if you don't know where it is officially called the Republic of Moldova. I think there have been a lot of movies that have been done there and some comedy takeoffs on Moldova. But if you want to know where it is, It's landlocked. It's landlocked in Eastern Europe. It's located between Romania to the west and Ukraine to the north. Now, maybe that gives you a hint as to why this $1 billion is missing. I'll repeat that. Romania to the west and Ukraine to its north, east, and south. When we come back, let's talk about missing money, a lot of it, in Moldova. We'll be back after this 4-minute break. This is Joyce and Gary. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources,
one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. 24 minutes after the hour, you're in the right place. You heard the commercial for Time Challenger. Well, let me tell you the little challenge we have with Time Challenger. That is that one of the items is not available right now for making more Time Challenger, and it's one of the biggest selling products at the Power Mall. So rather than take a second grade ingredient, they said no. They said no, we will wait until the absolute best comes back. So it will probably be May. But until that time, if you need Time Challenger, order the arthritis formula. Or there's one other, I think the mineral formula. And you will get pretty much at least be able to stay on target with your Time Challenger. So there's other alternatives that you can order now. Getting back to the news, I was talking about Moldova looking for a missing $1 billion. Anti-corruption prosecutors and U.S. auditors, oh, that makes me scared right there, that U.S. auditors are looking for clues about the mysterious loss of $1 billion. Talk about the fox looking for why the chickens all died. In a scandal that threatens to destabilize the banking system of Europe's poorest country, the loss of $1 billion is absolutely no joke. And it comes as a major embarrassment for a country that only has 3.5 million people on track for their EU membership. Agence France-Presse reported the case of the vanishing billion comes to light when the Central Bank of Moldova discovered that three banks had given out loans worth a total of $1 billion. Wouldn't you like to know who got those loans? Or 15% of the nation's GDP. I'd love to know which American companies got that money.
That's my
editorial comment.
How do you lose $1 billion, Joyce? I'm sorry. I'm sitting here going, this is just nuts.
No. We can lose $57 billion and $48 billion. We can lose that. So, I mean, a country as small as Moldova, they could lose a measly $1 billion, I'm sure. This is craziness. You're right. And it doesn't get lost. It goes somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so much missing money. Enough missing money that we could all be doing a whole lot better, for sure. Authorities now are admitting, or did admit, right after the plane crash of the German Wings, explosion of German Wings, that they did do a distress call. They said, emergency, emergency. I'm not going to play the interview for you, but CNN does an amazing flip-flop. They don't show the flip-flop there. They show the real situation of what happened in this interview that you can get on at the email blast. If you sign up at thepowerhour.com, it doesn't cost you anything for the email blast, or go to the Power Hour News section. But you're going to see that they reported giving out the emergency call. And then there was a change in speed twice. And the pilot, the expert pilot there, is not able to make any sense out of what happened. Well, to me, it sounds like explosion. And then when you look at the German Wings explosion site in the Alps, you will be amazed. You will not believe how massive it is. When they show from an umbrella perspective, and they show the huge area that was covered by this explosion, you will know nobody can say that was a crash.
Yeah, when they zoomed in, Joyce, on that, I was watching that footage, and you could see how vast and expansive that the debris field is. And I'm watching it. I'm looking for perspective, and I see them zoom in on a couple people who are picking through some of the wreckage. Well, I should say, shrapnel, more or less.
Yeah.
But it really, when they zoomed in, it gave such a vast perspective on the mm-hmm. the breadth of the whole debris field.
Maybe. That's right. And if there were pieces of bodies all over that place, they would have had masks on. That's what bothers me. Where are the masks? They always wear masks. Where are the metal detectors so that they could find the black box? You never saw a picture of a metal detector. And they say, and a lot of people say, well, there was so much metal in an aircraft. No, that's aluminum that is in the aircraft. So they should have been able to see the blast there. I mean, they should have been able to see, you would have seen people using a metal detector there. But no, there wasn't any. Then I did see one stage photo that had people in white, bio suit thingies, and it was just a stage photo. You could tell that. It wasn't a real, we're looking for something out there. And then they said, there are 150 people aboard. We found all their DNA. No. When you see, Gary, like when you saw that expanse, that expansive area where the explosion occurred, there's no way they could find pieces of 150 people in 2 or 3 days. No way. Plus, they said they found 4 parts per body. That doesn't make any sense either. There's no way that could be true because that was an explosion. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. I got to tell you about this crash that took 6 government officials, our leading people in the country. Why aren't you hearing about it? Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce and Gary will be right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us 33 minutes after the hour. And I appreciate your supporting the Power Mall. Everything is on special of Dr. Sherry Rogers today. So you can actually get all the books on sale. You can get all of the products that she recommends. And we'll be talking about those in the next hour. And I want to tell you also, Dr. Cass Ingram has his new book out finally. He's been promoting, called The Lyme Disease Cure. The Lyme Disease Cure. So if you have Lyme disease, check this book out. Or if you have a church or whatever, why don't you get that for your church and for your school, whatever. Lyme Disease Cure. And I think that's a nice title, the C word. Also, there's some specials on Young Living items. And we have just a few of these items available. Peppermint essential oil. the V6 blending oil, deeper leaf roll-on, rutavala roll-on, and essential enzymes. There's five different products there, and there is a huge special on them. The value of those are $192.77, but you get them for $100. So they're going to take $92.77 off of those items. So if you want to get some oils, that's a good way to do it. And also Crystalux products on special at the Power Mall. Crystalux, the mini stick, the mini mist roll-on, the push-up, the foot mist are available at the Power Mall on special. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. I want to thank a few listeners who... Well, not a few. I mean, all of our listeners, but a few that really provide me some good information and good material where we don't get it from maybe any other sources. And I want to thank Teresa for this article on what happened with the helicopter crash in, of all places, Malaysia. Now, think about this. Third crash of Malaysia in 13 months. What is happening? Is Malaysia being targeted? Well, we know that after MH370 disappeared, they talked about Malaysia as if they were, you know, knuckle-dragging idiots there that couldn't even figure out how to follow a plane. I mean, they treated them like that. CNN did. And we know they're very much technologically advanced. They're very brilliant people over there. We've had Matthias Chang on the program, who was an attorney for the previous administration, prime minister there. I mean, we've had amazing people from there, or we have heard from amazing people in Malaysia. And yet, the United States, for some reason, wants to make them out to be a third world country. Well, they had the crash of this helicopter, and we were only able to find a story, or Teresa was, in Malaysia Insider. Rompin, Minister of the Parliament, and former Minister Tan Sri Jamaluddin Jaris was among six people who were killed in a helicopter crash at the Jalan Sungai Lilang Kampur base. The Home Minister, Datuk Seri Ahmad, none of these names mean anything to us because we don't know the Malaysian government, but they were on board the ill-fated helicopter. Six people died in this helicopter crash, and we've not heard a thing about it. And my apologies to the people of Malaysia for the pronunciations there. But how sad it is that something tragic is going on in Malaysia. And a lot of thoughts that there's some laser weapons being used in some of these crashes. And I'm so sad to see this for the people of Malaysia. They have endured so much in the way of attacks, especially from our media and our government, it appears. So something's going on. Something is happening. And thanks to all of those out there who are following this. And even Cynthia McKinney emailed me and said it looks like it is, she refers to it as the cabal being responsible for some of this. So whoever that cabal might be. Gary, what else is in the news?
Well, you know, initially when you told me about this story, my mind went right to SEAL Team 6 and when their helicopter, crashed, right? Mm-hmm. So whenever these things happen, there's always an underlying story that's not being told. And, you know, that's why people listen to the show, because we are able to provide them with some of that insight. As far as, let's bring it back to the states here now, Senator Feinstein, that's right, she wants your guns, Joyce, and now she wants your books. She is on the hunt to ban books. It reminds me of another government who preferred to burn books. Mm-hmm. Maybe Diane would look great in a brown shirt. I'm not sure. But she she wants to use the delete button on the Internet, and she wants to delete the Anarchist Cookbook. Now, we reported on this a couple days ago. Ben Swan is coming out now, and he's got a great article. Now, after two New York women, this is the backstory, two New York women have been given a copy of the Anarchist Cookbook. This is the hypocrisy of this whole situation. Dianne Feinstein wants to ban the Anarchist Cookbook from the Internet. But, Joyce, do you know where these ladies got the Anarchist Cookbook? They got it from an undercover FBI agent. Maybe Dianne should perhaps ban the FBI from distributing the book. I think that would be a good start.
Whoa. Were they actually distributing it?
Yeah, they gave the undercover FBI agent gave the book to these two New York women. It's another case where, they cook the bomb for the people, and then they arrest them, and they, you know, then the FBI pats themselves on the back. And they're the heroes.
Yeah. You know, in fact, yesterday, the of those two women that were arrested in New York for, quote unquote, being terrorist bad guys or wanting to go to work with Love ISIS or whatever, the husband came out and said, no way, absolutely no way, my wife, she's like 45, 50 years old, no way. He said she was set up by this government, and he said, and I will stand on that. So, you know, I'm glad people are getting some guts to say no, not no, but heck no. But, yeah, so FBI is distributing the anarchist cookbook. How convenient.
Mm-hmm. And in South Carolina, as you mentioned, the number three story on CNN, death by cop in South Carolina. Now, I've seen the video. It is tragic, Joyce, tragic. The man is standing there in a park, and there's someone standing behind a chain link fence. They're recording the whole situation. The gentleman starts to run, and the cop just pulls out his gun and just starts unloading. Eight rounds, pop, 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 and the guy drops. Now, that cop is being charged with murder. A white North Charleston police officer in South Carolina has been charged with murder of a 50-year-old black man on Saturday, marking a remarkably swift move for justice in a fatal police incident. Now, the officer, Slager, initially told police that he shot Walter Scott because he feared for his life. Joyce? He feared for his life because he is holding a stun gun. I don't know of a stun gun that can kill somebody.
Okay, the story gets even worse than that, though, because he was not holding a stun gun. What happened is that after, and CNN just released this morning, that they had the whole picture of the whole thing, and somebody was videoing this, that the police officer went over and dropped a stun gun next to the kid. And then he picked it up again, realizing probably that that other officer that was there wasn't going to go along with the story. And then he picked it up again.
Wow.
So they're saying now that that's how they figured out that he was guilty, because in his story, in the way he read the story, or he wrote the story, was that he had gotten a hold of his stun gun, but he hadn't. That Mr. Scott, Walter Scott, 50-year-old man, had gotten a hold of his stun gun, but hadn't. He dropped it next to him. And then CNN goes into the stories about how many times a cop will drop a Saturday night special that's not registered to anybody, or is something else to make it look like. And I'm so glad that they found this out from the story. It's really hard to see it, but you can see it in the video if you will look really, really hard. And so they've really dissected that. And so that's when the mayor and the police chief had to go ahead and say, that's it. You know, this guy's guilty. And because his story was totally different. And then the police officer said, I did CPR on the guy afterwards. Well, guess what? The whole video is there. And past the point of the guy being dead, there was no CPR done on him. So he lied throughout the whole thing. Now, the reason I say, Gary, that Walter Scott is going to be a hero is because finally now, over this issue, that whether or not, I don't know why Walter Scott was running. And it probably wasn't a smart thing for him to be running from a cop, right? We all know that. But why was he running? Did he think the guy was going to shoot him? Was he running for his life? I don't know. One story is that Mr. Scott, the black guy, was driving a Mercedes and was stopped in an auto parts store parking lot and he was going in to get his taillight fixed. And the police officer stopped him because he had a taillight out, even though he was at the store to go in and get it fixed. And the guy started running. Now, one story is that he had some charges against him for not paying his child support, and therefore they were going to arrest him, and that's why he ran. I don't know. That's just part of the story. But this whole idea of covering it up and trying, you know, now maybe finally, if everything is videoed, if we have video coverage of everything, maybe we can stop some of this police brutality that is going on and police killings. I like what you called it, death by cop, which is exactly what it is.
Yeah, and that's why people need to arm themselves with video cameras, cell phone cameras. Every single moment you see something happening, please pull out that camera, record it, upload it to YouTube, get it out there. You know, when you shine a light on evil, evil has to flee. Yeah. And that's what cameras do.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah. Now, in the continuing story, continuing the police state coverage here, once again, the police state has turned on a family. This time, Joyce, it just gets crazier and crazier. You've heard the stories about people, you know, having lemonade stands mm-hmm. boarded up and stolen and shut down by the police. Kids, do you want to sell, you know, 25-cent cup of lemonade? Well, this family, a father, he runs a flower shop, has access to all these large cardboard boxes. Joyce, he brought some cardboard boxes home for his kid. They made a cardboard fort in front of the house. The kids are playing, and then they receive notice from this from the city that they're in violation and for waste materials and junk on the front yard.
Oh, tell me this isn't true.
Yes.
Oh, this sounds like an April Fool's story.
I wish it was. No, it's not. Now he has to pay a fee, or he has to pay a $125 fee. I'm sorry to laugh, but it's just like it's such a lunacy.
Yeah.
Or he has to pay $25 to contest the fee.
Oh, man.
And you know what happens? This is how the escalation takes place. If he decided to fight the state for $125, then what happens? They drag him into court. If he doesn't show up, or they come to collect, they kick his door in, they tase his family, they flashbang the child and, you know, playing in the cardboard. You know, it just escalates. So he said, look, he had a change of heart. He's not going to fight it. He's not going to fight the state.
Oh, man. How sad. How sad. Yeah. And you know what? I can appreciate that. And it's going to cost him thousands to fight a $125 fine. Now, how many people can stand for the right reason based on the fact that they're going to lose thousands? How many people have thousands for legal fees? I don't think so.
And that's why they do it, because they know people aren't going to fight it, and they'll just pay the fine, or they'll destroy their child's play fort.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, former presidents now are warning about the invisible government running the United States. I don't know how loud their warning, but allegedly, according to six of our former presidents, one vice president and a myriad of other high-profile political leaders, an invisible government that is incredibly evil in intent has been virtually in control of the U.S. government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. That's, by the way, is 1836. They virtually run the United States government for their own selfish purposes. They practically control both parties. Also, I saw a clip of Barney Miller that one of the listeners sent me. This clip of Barney Miller, it was done in 1981. If you remember that cop show out of New York that had them talking about, they brought a guy in because he was talking about the Trilateral Commission, and they were making him look foolish that he believed in the Trilateral Commission. And then one of the guys said, yeah, it was formed in 19 blah blah blah, and it Henry Kissinger is a member and blah blah blah. And I was just amazed that they would do that. Of course, they were doing it and trying to make fun of it, but yet they actually brought it up and said that the goal of Trilateral Commission is to insert leaders of their organization into every aspect of our country and of the government and of the corporate structure. And guess what? It's true. It's happened. And we're there.
It sounds like we need to put a call back out to Patrick Wood and get him on and talk about the Trilateral Commission soon.
Good point. Good point.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
Well, let's take a look here. This is an interesting story. Before we go into Rand Paul, we got some really interesting comments I want to read. But we're talking, you know, this is a domestic slash world story. The U.S. Aerospace Command is now moving their communications gear back into a Cold War bunker. They are reactivating Cold War bunkers. Now, this is coming out of AFP. The U.S. military command that scans North American skies for enemy missiles and aircraft plans to move its communications gear to a Cold War era mountain bunker. The shift to Cheyenne Mountain Base in Colorado is designed to safeguard the command's sensitive sensors and servers from a potential electromagnetic pulse attack. They're getting ready. Mm-hmm. Joyce,
yeah, they're
getting ready for the EMP that is going to wipe out the entire United States. I was looking at some charts. One EMP attack in the center of the United States would put us back in the Stone Ages, Joyce.
Oh, man. And the very fact that they made that huge move out of Cheyenne and made a big deal about it, and now they're moving back to Cheyenne. I mean, think what that must cost to do that. But that's always my concern, is it's costing us money, but it certainly isn't their concern. You know, we're not going to have time probably right now, but I am so glad that you did what you did in sending out a mass email to ask your people what they thought about Rand Paul, because I think it's going to be, I have not heard, listeners, and I'm anxious to hear, but he wanted to know what they think about, you know, the past Rand Paul supporters, or Ron Paul supporters, think about Rand Paul. So we're going to cover that. And then I have some editorial comments. Let me make one of them right now. Remember the Indiana, Arkansas religious freedom bill? And how Apple and Walmart jumped all over that and said, how dare you discriminate against LGBT, which it wasn't really, but they made it into that. I want to talk about the disingenuousness of Apple and Walmart when 95% of the things that Walmart buys are from China, and Apple does their work in China, and yet they are complaining about Indiana, and they are not too concerned about how many human rights violations there are in China or whatever countries they're doing business in. But I just think it is funny. Oh, and also the NCAA, of course, said, well, we're not coming back here next year for our conference then. Really? The NCAA sports? How many of those sports jerseys do you think come from China? So the disingenuousness of that was just overwhelming. But you don't see anybody calling attention to it. We're going to be back after this three-minute break to find out what happened with Rand Paul. Do they like him? Do they not? Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley and
Jerry Franchi.
We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I'm going to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I am your guest co-host, Gary Franchi, sitting in with the legendary Joyce Blank.
I just laugh. I laugh when you say that.
I love hearing you laugh. That's why I do it. And I say that, too, because I got a comment from somebody in my email, and they were like, you are awesome. You're with the legendary Joyce Riley. So that's my inspiration as well. And, Joyce, you know, you are a legend. But let's talk about another legend, Ron Paul. Okay, Ron Paul, he ran for the White House three times, two of the most recent cycles, 08 and 12. Now his son has thrown his hat into the ring. It is now official. The cat's out of the bag. No backing out now, Rand. You are in it. He announced yesterday, officially, and he said, I have a message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We have come to take our country back. Now, I put out a mass email yesterday, and I put out a little video when the announcement took place, and I was asking people, do you stand with Rand? That's the hashtag people are using. And, you know, before I get to it, I think it's funny that he said, oh, we're going to take the power back from Washington, and then the power shut down in Washington. That was
interesting. That's right.
I don't know if there's something going on there, but anyway.
I like
so
it.
The people were very divided, Joyce. And I got some really nasty emails. People were cursing at me. How dare you question Rand and all this. But I did get some interesting comments on the YouTube video. Now, the first person, I'm not going to leave off everybody's names. You can check it out later. But the one person said, I will vote for him, but not going to put myself out there the way I did for his dad. That's the
Ooh,
best thing.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yes. Another one said, if he actually attempts to take America back, and this person spells America with a K, if he actually attempts to take America back, he'd better have good security. The record for such is not good.
Ooh.
Yeah. Another comment, no, I do not stand with Rand. He has joined the enemy. When he upholds the military establishment, next he will support the bankers. Watch and see.
Wow.
Another one said, not as long as he supports the Khazar mafia called Israel. Mm-hmm. That's another one there. This is another comment. This is a tough one. I supported Ron and still do. He was crucified by the mainstream media. Rand Paul perhaps is a better politician, but not a better statesman. Perhaps a true statesman doesn't stand a chance in America. Another one. I stood with Ron and I'll absolutely stand with Rand. Go, man, go. Another one that now Rand appeared on Sean Hannity last night. So this comment obviously came in afterwards. And this person said, I stood with Rand until he sat with Hannity. Just can't do it, Rand. I supported your dad in 88. I worked for his campaign in 08 and 12 and would do it again for 2016. But that's as far as I will go. Ron Paul, 2016. So you can see there's such a mixed bag of people out there that don't, you know, that are they don't know what to do.
That's right. And you know, time will tell. Time will tell. We'll just have to watch. One thing I want to mention is I saw an interview on CNN with Warren Buffett the other night, and it was just kind of I've been doing a lot of driving lately, and listening to this, it was kind of sing-song. Listen to him talk about, you know, the problems of the world and how he would change them. And then they asked him, they said, what would you do to eliminate the poor? What would you do to help eliminate the poor? And I thought, well, now that's a good question. Now, what is Warren Buffett, you know, one of the richest men in the world, going to say? And he says, it all has to do with health. And it was as if it was pre-programmed, his response. It all has to do with health. Now, like at the Gates Foundation, we believe that the way to do it is with vaccines. And I just about lost it. What does vaccines have to do with health, number one? And then what does really his idea, I think the idea of bringing in vaccines was only so they, or asking the question about the poor, was only so he could get in the vaccine issue. And that just disturbed me a lot. By the way, second day of the Dzhokhar Tsarnaev case, 30 counts against him. They have not come back yet with guilty or innocent. It's going to be interesting. Did the government meet the burden of proof? We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 seconds break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce and Gary. We'll be right back.